This is Financially Fit Radio with Corey Sickles from Safe Harbor Retirement Group. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Corey provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Financially Fit Radio with Corey Sickles.
Welcome back to another episode of Financially Fit Radio. I'm Corey Sickles with Safe Harbor Retirement Group and Wealth Advisors. If you'd like more information about what we discussed today, just feel free to give us a call at 614-760-0670. Or you can always visit us online at safeharboroh.com. And while you're on our website, make sure you check out our radio page. There you can actually listen to previous episodes as well as subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcast, or Spotify. Also, feel free to watch the radio show on our YouTube page. Just type in Safe Harbor Retirement Group. There you can also watch different types of videos on financial topics, as well as feel free to subscribe to our Financially Fit Daily Tips as well, right from our YouTube page. Again, I want to make sure everyone realizes that if you do schedule a meeting with us, every meeting's complimentary. There's no financial obligation. Today, we're going to talk about, it's one of the most common questions I get from a lot of people, and that is can I retire now? And really what I want to kind of focus on is if you don't have a financial plan and you plan on retiring within the next 3 to 6 months, which I do see quite a bit, what are the steps that you need to take in order to make sure that you have a successful retirement? But before we dive into that, let me introduce to you my co-host this week and every week, and that's Tony Shore. Tony, how are you today?
Corey, I'm doing great. Great to be here with you. I'm excited about the show today. Sounds like you've got a great topic. Having a smooth transition into retirement, getting ready for that. But before we get into that, yeah, I've had an amazing week. Watched the Masters. We had a birthday celebration for my mother-in-law. Our house had 14 people over yesterday. So that was a lot of fun getting to see the fam and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Worked out great with the in-laws and the outlaws. You know how it goes, but that was good. How about you? You've been busy, haven't you?
I have been busy. You know, the Masters is finally gone, which means it's actually golf season for us, for me anyway.
Yeah, there you go. That marks the beginning, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. So, it's hard to believe we're already looking at May here. Yeah. It seems like 2024 is kind of flying by. And, we're busy here in the office meeting with, clients as well as, new prospects as well. We just had the Downsize Columbus event. A little over 200 some people showed up to learn about how to downsize. And obviously, I talk about the financial standpoint because, if you're going to retire, usually that means if you're going to downsize, you're probably in retirement or thinking about retiring. So, of course, you want to make sure you have all your financial things in order. In order to downsize. So,
right.
Yeah. So that was a great event. We'll have another one here in the fall, probably another 200 to 300 people will probably attend that one as well.
Yeah. I've got to get to one of those. It sounds fantastic as my wife and I, get closer and we prepare for retirement. But, I think that, it ties right into what we're talking about today, right? That's part of the transition. If you're ready to retire, you want a smooth transition, and downsizing might be part of that. And one way to smooth it over is, downsize Columbus, be a part of that.
Exactly right. I think it's something just like anything else. Before you make big decisions, you want to be educated to make sure you understand what you need to do in order to make it successful. And really, no matter what you do, whether you're downsizing or retiring.
Yeah.
And what I kind of wanted to focus on more today, Tony, is there's quite a few people that come into us and they really don't have a financial plan. They probably have done a good job, a pretty decent job saving. But now what they kind of say is, hey, I want to retire, within the next 3 to 6 months. What do I need to do?
Right.
Right. And obviously, one of the first things that I think that you should do If you want to retire, what I would say is in the next 3 to 6 months, or even by the end of this year, and if you don't have an advisor that you're working with the first thing that you should do is go out and meet with a financial advisor. Because one of the things we're going to be able to do is we're going to be able to gather all the assets you have, create a budget, you know, all that type of stuff to make sure that you can retire. But most importantly, that you're going to be in a situation where you don't outlive that money, because that's the last thing that, you know, that people want to experience in retirement is all of a sudden have to go back to work at some point in time.
Right. We don't want to run out of money in retirement. As I always like to say, we don't want our bank account to go to zero before our blood pressure does, right?
that's exactly right. And, you know, I think that if I was going to say the first thing you need to do if you want to retire like now is you need to make sure that you know exactly how much money you need to have coming in on a monthly basis. And because, you know, you will be going, whether you want to admit it or not, you will be going to some type of fixed budget. You will be, because you need to have a certain amount of money coming in no matter what happens out there today. You know, if you're invested in the market, it doesn't really matter. You're going to have money that has to come in to pay those monthly bills. Now, you might want to also at that point in time, look at other things, other hobbies you might want to do. Do you want to golf? Do you want to travel? You don't want to do these, you know, certain things, but these type of extra things that you want to do, that should just be another line item that goes into your budget that you're going to be able to manage on a month to month and year to year basis.
Right. And that's really, really important, getting your ducks in a row in that way. And I think it can be a stressful time. It's a big transition going from your working years into your retirement years. And so I always like to say, look, my wife and I, Sarah and I, we're only going to go through that process once. You go through it every single day with clients, with people you're working with. This is a process, you know, and you can take an objective, holistic view approach, which as individuals, we can't. We're attached or emotional about these things. And you know what we can do to get that plan in place.
That's exactly right. And obviously, once we know what your budget is, Tony, then the next thing we can really focus on is how are we going to get to that budget, right? And one of the first things we're going to look at, there's probably three main things that kind of go into this at the beginning. One is going to be, is what are your Social Security benefits look like? Are you fortunate enough to have some type of pension? You know, those are going away, but you might be in a situation where you do receive some of that. Then, of course, the rest of your income is going to come from your investments, right? So we need to have a good idea of, you know, how you invested, what are your Social Security numbers, and then we're going to come back, and what we're going to start doing at that point in time is creating a income plan for you. What a lot of people always think is that if I retire, I have to take Social Security. And when we start putting together income plans and we throw that Social Security maximization report that we can provide you on there, you know, you might be able to retire, maybe delay Social Security for a year or two. I'm just throwing that, you know, or delaying based upon the maximum or whatever we want to be able to do. But we're going to put together an income plan that's going to meet your needs in order to get to where you want to on a monthly basis based upon, again, Social Security, pension, and your investments.
Yeah.
So.
And that Social Security, that's the foundation. You always talk about that. You have to get that. That's a known, that you'll know what that amount will be. And so that's where you start, right?
That's exactly right. We're going to start with that. And, you know, you could be in a situation where it makes sense, you know, the day that you do retire, you take Social Security. But we might be able to, you know, maybe one of you, if you're married, maybe one of you take it now and the other one delays. There's a lot of different type of things we're going to look at when we start putting together that income plan. And of course, we're looking at what's going to be, you know, we're a fiduciary. So we're going to be looking at what's in your best, you know, what is your best situation? What is your best needs in order to make all this stuff happen for you and to have the retirement that you want? Obviously, we're going to start also digging into is how you're invested. Right. We want to make sure that you're right. The first thing we want to do is make sure you're allocated the correct way. You know, you're going to, before you come in and meet with us, you're going to perform what we call that color of money risk analysis. It's going to give you a score. We're going to make sure that you're invested based upon that score going forward as well, because based upon that, you know, we don't want you so conservative that you don't make anything long term. We don't want you to be so aggressive that you lose more than you probably should, you know, if something does happen in the market. So, you know, risk allocation is a big part of all this. But obviously, we're going to look at different types of products. Does investing in the market, is that where all your money should be? Should you have some money into an annuity, maybe even life insurance? We're going to look at all these type of things that what's going to be able to be best for you in your unique situation. You know, we see this day in, day out, Tony, just like you mentioned earlier. The difference is everyone's situation is different.
Yeah, it is.
So we have to customize that based upon your needs and your wants and what your goals are, you know, in order to achieve that, then that's how we're going to come back with your recommendations.
Yeah, and everybody's situation is different. So you need to figure out, get a second opinion on where you're at and get a plan in place. And Corey, I know that's what you do there. So how can our listeners get a hold of you to set up that consultation?
Yeah. For our listeners out there, you can just give us a call at 614-760-0670 or visit us online at safeharboroh.com. Again, all of our meetings are complimentary. There's no financial obligation. You know, we're here to help. If you don't have a financial plan, we can put one in place for you. If you do have one, we can be that second set of eyes and provide a second opinion. So just give us a call at 614-760-0670 or visit us online at safeharboroh.com.
All right. And today on Financially Fit Radio, you're talking to us, Corey, about getting ready to retire and making these essential steps for a smooth transition into retirement. And I think, people shouldn't look at it as a final phase. It's a new beginning, retirement, and it's a whole other chapter of your life. I mean, a lot of people nowadays are spending 30 plus years in retirement. So you need to plan for it.
Yeah. And obviously what we talked about up to this point, Tony, is kind of like the financial side of it, right?
Yep.
But the one thing you also need to kind of figure out is, you know, what are you going to do in retirement too, right? How are you going to spend your days day in and day out? You know, we talked about this before. When you retire, every day is a weekend, right?
Every day is a Saturday.
Every day is a Saturday. And that's usually the most expensive day that most people have while you're working is the weekend. So obviously you're going to be on a budget, but more than anything, you know, you just can't, you can't go to the golf course for, in my case, 5 days, 6 days a week. Right. So
you probably could for a couple of weeks. Anyway,
right.
And
exactly.
It.
Right. But then, but you're going to want to get out and do other things. And
right.
I think the one thing you have to start thinking about before you retire is how do I want to spend my days? Do I want to get involved in community things? Do I want to invest my time and volunteer? Do I want to travel? How much do I want to travel? So you need to start thinking about those types of things that you want to be able to do, because that's going to make your, obviously then that'll make your retirement more enjoyable too.
Yeah. Yeah, it will. And it's a lot of time to fill. I mean, you think about how many hours you spend working now at work. It's a lot between you're probably, if you have a commute, and the time at work, all the hours you put in, the commute home, the time, even sometimes, depending on your job, you may take calls or check emails at home. You know, for some of us, that's, you know, we're always at work somewhat. But once that job stops, wow, that's a lot of time to fill, Corey.
It is a lot of time to fill. And that's why I think you really need to, you know, spend a little bit of time thinking about how you want your days to go. So, you know, obviously there's the financial side of this as well. We kind of talked about, here's the one thing that I would say, Tony, even if you have a financial plan, right? I always recommend that about 3 to 4 months before you want to retire, you come in and meet with us. Because we, at that point in time, we want to make sure that, hey, did you sign up for Medicare maybe? Did you sign up for Social Security? You know, we want to make sure that you're doing all these type of things to make sure that happens based upon the plan that we've created for you. It's just not like one day the money starts appearing in your bank accounts, right? So we got to put that plan that we've been working all that time for, put it in an action within those, you know, last 3 to 4 months before you want to retire, to make sure that, you know, everything's been, you know, every I's been dotted, every T's been crossed, to make sure that you don't have to worry about the financial standpoint. You can kind of just focus on your retirement.
Yeah. And try to make that before you put in your final 2 weeks notice.
Exactly right.
Or your month's notice. You want to try to shore up that plan and get it going before you reach that point a few months. So that's a good point. But back to filling time, we talked about how you're going to have time to fill. And we talked about, you know, I think a lot of people think, well, I have friends and family that I want to spend more time with. But you know what? At 10 a.m. or noon on a Thursday, they might not be available, right? Right. Or 3 p.m. on a Thursday or 1 p.m. whenever you're going to have all that time, but they might not. So you have to have a plan in place for not only your finances, which you've been talking about, but you have to have a plan in place for your time. And I think, you know, my grandfather lived to 101, Corey, and every time they asked him, what's your secret? You know, because he was still going. At his 101st birthday, I mean, by that time he was in a wheelchair and started to slow down a little bit, but he went camping, you know, that year. So they asked him how you do it. And he said, you never stop. I never slowed down, just didn't stop. You got to keep going, keep doing. So, but he had a goal every day. He had things to do. And if if you're bored sitting on the couch watching TV all day or just reading books, that's great. You know, you can read books and watch TV or play golf, but after a while you have to have more of a plan, right?
Yeah, you do. You need to make sure you have that physical part of it, right? Whether you're getting up and walking, maybe, there's a lot of people that like to work a little bit of part-time just to be able to get out as well as socialize as well. One of the things I think you might find out is you might have different types of friends when you retire too, because you might be the only one retired,
right?
Just like you just
in
mentioned.
Your friend group. Yeah.
Right. And exactly. You want to do something at 11 a.m. on a Tuesday morning, but there's not going to be a whole lot of people out there that are going to be able to do that with you.
Right. Right.
The one thing I will say is obviously I think I have a lot of clients that, you know, love pickleball now.
Oh yeah. Pickleball.
Pickleball is big.
Pretty popular.
And the only thing I'll say is, you know, you have to remember how old you are. Even though mentally you feel like you might be in your 20s and 30s, your body does not react as like it used to. I have so many clients that come in that have had, injuries, whether it's knees and elbows, you know, blowing out ankles. I mean, just all kinds of stuff that actually happens. So pickleball is a lot rougher than I think a lot of people actually think.
Yeah. Well, it's a very active sport. So if you're healthy and you're active, that's good, but you have to be careful because sports injuries, as we get older, our bones get more brittle.
Well, you still might be competitive, Tony.
Yeah.
But you have to remember that you can't react like you did 20 years ago.
Yeah. And if you try, you might hurt something. That's right. That's a good point. Good lesson. Good point. Because I know a lot of people out there, pickleball is huge right now. I mean,
oh, it is. Pickleball is big. They keep adding more and more courts anywhere that you go to.
Yeah. They converted all our local tennis courts are now pickleball courts. And I feel bad for the kids that want to play tennis in our neighborhood. But yeah.
Yeah. So I think a big part of all this is what we've been discussing is lifestyle is a big part of this. And think about it before you retire of how you want to spend your time, because you have a lot of time now on your hands. You don't want to all of a sudden retire and say, what am I going to do today? So you want to have a little bit of a plan, just like you would from a financial standpoint, to have that also on how you're going to spend your days. And I think you mentioned something earlier, Tony. I mean, when we start talking about people living longer and, you know, the longevity and everything like that, you might be in retirement for 20 to 30 years. So when we really start thinking about this, is why I think it's one of the most important things that a financial advisor is going to do for you is show you the income you need today and show you what kind of income you're going to need 15, 20, 25, 30 years from now. Because what a lot of people don't realize, it's the number one mistake people make is they don't plan for inflation.
Inflation.
And the longer you live,
because we've seen it rear its ugly head lately.
Right. The longer you live, the more money you're going to need to make on an annual basis just to have the same spending power. And that's where you really can get in trouble without living you're running out of money or outliving your money, is if you don't plan for that. Because we know, you know, we know everything that you're doing on a monthly basis is going to go up, but healthcare is going to go up as well. You know, maybe you're just doing Medicare today, but odds are you're going to spend more in healthcare, right? Whether it's actually for extended type of care, whether you go into a facility or someone maybe comes in and takes care of you, you need to be able to plan for that if you possibly can. The best, again, the best time to plan for that is today. If you don't have a plan for how you're going to deal with, you know, extended or long-term care. I like using extended because it's not, long-term care, people think I'm going to be in a facility. And that's not usually the case anymore. Usually you start out in your house and then eventually you could go into a facility.
Right.
But there's still types of products out there that can take care of you either way.
Yeah, that's really important. I mean, that's a huge crisis, the long-term care crisis right now, whether it's full-time in-home care or at a facility, people haven't planned for it, or they just, the cost is overwhelming, $10,000 a month. I mean, you can have a pretty good nest egg and that's going to be spent very quickly at 10 grand a month.
Yes.
And that's just for the cost of the healthcare. I mean, if you have any other expenses, especially if you're getting it at your house, you still have to pay property taxes and utilities and everything else on top of that. So you need to look at what the cost is for in-home care versus a facility versus the cost of staying in your home. So it's all part of that transition you've been talking about the whole show.
Yeah, it is. You know, another common thing, Tony, too, I think a lot of people need to get some advice on is what things should I get out of debt on right when I retire, right? Obviously, we want you in the best situation not to have any debt going into retirement, but sometimes it doesn't make sense to pay off that last $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 on your home, depending on where that money's coming from.
Right.
You know, if it's coming from IRA money, you're going to be taxed on it. So sit down with an advisor, put together a game plan to make sure that you no longer have debt. Because if you don't have to worry about that particular expense or, you know, student loans or car loans or any type of debt that you have, hopefully you don't have credit card debt, but anything that you can eliminate with a getting you where you have to make a monthly payment on, it's going to make it easier for you in retirement as well. So again, seek out that advice with your advisor to find out what things you should pay off while you head into retirement.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, we're almost out of time here, Corey. We just have a couple of minutes left. Is there anything else you want to add for our listeners before we go?
Yeah, you know, for our listeners out there, feel free to give us a call at 614-760-0670 or visit our website at safeharboroh.com. You know, we're here to help and make sure that you're going to have the retirement that you want. But in order to do that, you really should be working with a financial advisor. And you can set up a complimentary, no obligation meeting with us. You know, if you don't have a financial plan, we'll put one in place for you. If you do have one, we'll be that second set of eyes, provide a second opinion for you as well. I think it's very important to make sure that you're working with an advisor that has a fiduciary responsibility to you. We do here at Safe Harbor Wealth Advisors. So just give us a call, set up a complimentary, no obligation meeting to make sure that you're on the right track. And especially if you're wanting to retire soon, then you want to make sure that you know exactly what your goals are. We're going to be able to make sure that you reach those goals by creating a financial plan to make sure you have the retirement that you want. So again, our phone number is 614-760-0670 or visit us online at safeharboroh.com.
All right. Thank you, Corey. Great show today. I love this topic, making that smooth transition between your working years and retirement. You have to have a plan in place. Work with a professional who retires every day. And that's our buddy, Corey Sickles. Corey, great show. That does it for today's episode of Financially Fit Radio.
Thank you for listening to Financially Fit Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, contact Corey Sickles at Safe Harbor Retirement Group. Call 614-760-0670 or visit their website at financiallyfitoh.com.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes. purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.